97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It was in the town of Griffin. The year was 83. How do you do, young fellow? And how would you like to go and spend a pleasant summer out in New Mexico?
It's Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Oh, we love this weather this time of the year. It's perfect. My name is Bill Matthews, Mark Cox alongside, and Carl Middleman. We are going to be actually talking with Nicole, his wife of 25 years, about Constitution Week, which starts Sunday. But this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They are in De Pere on Manchester Road, and I was at a skeet shoot this past Monday, ran into an old friend that said he only buys his stuff, including like three suppressors, at Razorback Armory. So if you're in the market for a suppressor or anything else, hunting ammo, they got you covered. Check them out, RazorbackArmory.com, and then head there just east of 270 on Manchester Road. Tell them Bo sent you in. All right, Mark Walters is from Armed American Radio, and we are here to talk about this latest development out of New Mexico. Welcome back to the show, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, guys.
Yeah, good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Mark, every time I thought the situation out of New Mexico must have been like a joke, like I woke up in a parallel universe, I would hear Governor Grisham open her trap again and more nonsense come out of it. She absolutely believed, even though nobody around her seemed to believe it, that she had the right to suspend our constitutional rights.
Just arbitrarily.
This story, guys, is I think the biggest story that might eclipse this would be finding out Joe Biden's not suffering from dementia. Okay. I mean,
whoa,
this story gets bigger and bigger by the minute. I've covered it since it broke. Outside the three Supreme Court victories, that being 08 Heller decision, 2010 McDonald decision, and the 2022 Bruin decision, I think this is the biggest story and this is a bold statement, guys. And Mark, you've known me a long time. This is the biggest story I've covered, I think, in my entire 20-year career of doing this.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's so bold, right?
I say that for a number of different reasons, yeah, because there are so many angles to this. Every single one of these Democrats, including the latest, the Attorney General, refusing to defend them in these cases of this flurry of lawsuits that she's been slapped with because it's unconstitutional, are all Democrats, and they're all saying the same thing I've been saying and that you've been saying and that we've been saying for our entire careers, that law-abiding people are not the problem. And when you look at Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, which is a really silly name too, by the way, when you think about it, and the Brady campaign and the Giffords, and they're all silent. Their silence is deafening because their entire argument, everything they've done for their entire existence, is being laid to waste by Democrats.
Yes, yes. You know, for people, just let me jump in here real quick, Bo. For people that have not heard the wisdom of Michelle Lujan Grisham, the New Mexico governor, here's a sample of it. Hit it, Carl.
Do you really think that criminals are going to hear this message and not carry a gun in Albuquerque on the streets for 30 days?
No. But here's what I do think. It's a pretty resounding message.
It's a pretty resounding message that you're an idiot.
We just need to do something. Let's take a listen to a quote from the Democrat Attorney General in the state of New Mexico. Moreover, even if the problem is properly categorized as a public health emergency, the data do not support the conclusion that gun violence in our community is attributable to otherwise law-abiding citizens exercising their constitutional right to carry firearms for protections outside the home. I agree with your assessment that responsible gun owners are certainly not our problem and have never been our problem. What in the world are you trying to accomplish, then, at Every Town for Gun Safety? Moms Demand Action, which is a really silly name, too, by the way, when you think about it. The Brady campaign, Giffords, and the rest of them.
That's a good point.
But Mark Walters, our guest from Armed American Radio. But don't you understand, Mark, that she is basing this ban on a public health emergency because death is a public health emergency and she wants to stop it. Come on now.
Well, you know, all I can do is tell you that Biden appointed judge, okay, by the name of Judge David Herrera Urias, who is a Joe Biden appointee, is the one that issued the restraining order against New Mexico Governor Grisham's concealed carry ban yesterday afternoon while I was closing out the second hour of my show, because it's unconstitutional and it won't pass muster. This is a Biden judge. So where's the White House on this? Screaming for gun safety and gun control and law-abiding. Everything they do attacks my rights and your rights as law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
We've been screaming for years it will do nothing to stop crime because we are not the problem. Well, lo and behold, good heavens.
Yeah, you know, we've got our own problem here in St. Louis, obviously, with a mayor, Tashara Jones, who calls for gun control. She wants to ban certain types of guns. She wants to usurp control from the state. And yet in private emails with her father and her political consultant here, she admits that they've got the strongest gun laws in America, in Chicago, and their violence is worse there than anywhere. So, in other words, clearly the laws are not what makes a difference. She admitted this in an email. You got the same thing going on all around this governor in New Mexico. Here was the sheriff from Bernalillo County out there surrounding Albuquerque. Listen to him.
I hold my standards high. And I do not, or never will, hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously. In reference to concealed carry and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order.
Love that.
While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do.
Yeah, Mark, right. The law enforcement, the attorney general and law enforcement, neither one plan to enforce this, even if we hadn't gotten the stay.
Yeah, and you know, Sheriff John Allen's comments, I played his entire 14 and a half. This is how important this story is, I believe, that I played his entire 14 and a half minute press conference over a 2-segment period on my show a couple days ago, because everything he said, it's almost like he was hosting my show for the last 15 years. You know, can't this guy be everybody's sheriff? I mean, look, we have constitutional sheriffs around the country. This is why the sheriff is such an important officer. Listen, this guy, the sheriff, is the oldest constitutionally elected office in this country. The sheriff wields total control in his county or her county. And when you have statements like this coming from that powerful law enforcement officer, making it very clear that it is not my law-abiding constituents that are the problem and that we need to be focusing on criminals and holding people accountable. Again, I shake my head and go, okay, I'm glad he's a fan of the radio show. He clearly gets it. But you got to shake your head, guys, and you wonder what's going on at the White House when they are hearing these statements. What's going on in the Democrat National Committee? What's going on in the DNC? I mean, did Grisham even consult with anybody? Is this unilateral? There's now, you know, talk maybe this is a trial balloon. Because what she's just done, guys, is thrown out exactly what the Democrats want for us. And that's to lay waste to the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Well, they're now finding out that's not going to age very well. In fact, it only takes a few minutes for it not to age well. Because the response was immediate.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear if anything happens with this U.S. District Judge Urias. Is he going to get a demerit from the White House? How are they going to communicate? if it boils down, when you think of major cities and crime rising, I just don't think of Albuquerque. I've driven through Albuquerque one time. It's a beautiful city, the way it's laid out. It's gorgeous. I just never thought, but this just shows you that that crime is rising in, you know, even not giant cities like New York, Chicago, L.A., St. Louis. It's getting worse. You know, let's uphold the laws that we have and prosecute the criminals that are doing these crimes instead of coming after the person abiding by the rules. They're abiding by the rules and they're driving the speed limit or close to it. It's time to enforce it. And to back up, like this sheriff that just spoke, I mean, you know, you got to do what's on the books now. It's like that meme that goes around. It's not time to rewrite the Constitution. It's time to reread the Constitution.
Yeah. And, you know, interesting. I look at this. I try to find some humor in this. let's just say that the three of us got together on Friday night. You guys invited me up, and I said, sure, let's do it. Well, here's Mark and Bo sitting around, maybe playing some pool in the basement. We don't sit and decide to go rob a liquor store that day. Because, hey, do you guys have your carry permits? Well, let's go rob Joe's Liquors.
Yeah,
right. Said no law-abiding citizens ever. Yeah. Throw some humor at this, because it's a riot to suggest that it's law-abiding people at all. And now you have Democrats in powerful positions in law enforcement and AGs saying the same thing. Really, really powerful stuff. And this story is developing every day, because I have a feeling, and you guys might disagree, but this woman's going to triple down again. Is she going to appeal? What's she going to do in this case? If she's digging herself a hole, she's never going to get out of.
Yeah. Mark Walters, our guest, host of Armed American Radio, armedamericannews.org as well. Great clearinghouse for the latest stories on, in this case, the assault on the Second Amendment. You know, here's what's interesting. You pointed out earlier, Mark, that there's been from every direction around her, including her fellow Democrats, her idea on this, her thought process has been rejected. Even from the media, and you would the organization right. You would least expect to hear this from was CNN. But she did her first interview in what she thought was friendly territory with Poppy Harlow, who's one of the left-wing hosts on CNN. And even Poppy Harlow took time to read to her the section of the New Mexico Constitution that applies to this. Listen.
New Mexico Constitution, I looked last night, Article 2, Section 6 says this, quote, no law shall abridge the right of citizens to keep and bear arms for security and defense. No municipality or county shall regulate in any way any incident of the right to keep and bear arms. Are you not in violation of both the U.S. Constitution and your state's constitution?
I don't believe that we are. And if that narrow reading of the Constitution, which has been tested in the state, we wouldn't have universal background checks. We wouldn't have a waiting period. We wouldn't have a red flag law. We wouldn't have prohibitions for straw purchases. None of those would have been deemed constitutional. And today, all of them are.
They were before
these
the Supreme Court ruled
absolute right discussions.
That.
Fair, but they haven't been tested again.
They don't need to be tested again. The Supreme Court just ruled on it.
Yeah, this goes back to the heart of the Bruin. And I got to hand it to Poppy Harlow, who responded in kind and said, ma'am, the Bruin decision changes all of this.
Yes.
Just because it's been, look, let's go to New York. Just because Governor Hochul has been saying this for months and months in New York since Bruin. The Supreme Court just overturned a 100-year law on our carry provision. Because it was in effect 100 years doesn't make it constitutional, ma'am.
Right. Right. No, it's a good point.
It's been unconstitutional for 100 years, and you just lost. Now, this has major implications from New Mexico for states like New York. Look what they're trying to do. Wipe out the right to carry by creating sensitive zones everywhere so nobody can carry. These are all violations of the Constitution. I can hear the Democrats getting smacked all over the country with rolled up copies of the Constitution, guys, and it is music to my ears.
They need to unroll it and reread it. I don't know how this woman got into the governorship, but as we move forward, we've been seeing more and more mainstream media, all brands, coming down on Joe Biden and his White House and his appointees and Democratic politicians. It almost feels like it's a planned deal. You know what I mean? I knew she of course was caught on this one, but it seems like it's planned as it's unfolding as we get closer and closer and closer to the 2024 election.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And when you look at Biden's polling numbers going farther down the toilet into the cesspool of Democrat control every single day, you have to ask the question. And Mark, you just brought it up. The media, when you watch that 14-minute clip from John Allen, you don't see him being challenged on gun control by one of the media in attempt, not one, because they all knew it was indefensible and they were going to get smacked down based on the statements that he read.
Right.
And not one of them went after gun control. Bo, I think you're right. I think you're starting to see this shift. They want Biden out. If you look, 70% of Democrats think he's too old to run.
Yeah. I think it's planned.
Together, great question.
Well,
really good question.
Yeah, you know, and Mark, you and I have probably touched on this before in our 2A Tuesday segments on my show, but it was, I believe, check me on this, brother, it was during the Obama administration where they tried to take a run at the Second Amendment through emergency health crisis. They wanted
Obamacare.
Yeah, Obamacare. They wanted the ability to study this from the CDC as a health crisis so they could try to figure out a way to circumvent the Second Amendment.
Well, that's why when we were going through it, this is worth some longevity on air. I've been on air. I was on air since Obama's inauguration.
Yes.
So we covered Obamacare as it was moving its way through Congress from that very perspective that they were going to use health care to come after your guns. That's why many people have gotten hit with doctors. I know I did when I moved to Georgia, was looking for a pediatrician for my young kids at the time. Do you have any guns in the home? Right? People were getting that question.
Wow.
As if my guns caused my kids virus or norovirus, right?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, we knew that they were going to use the health attack, the health care attack, and that's why we were so hard on it. And we've been successful, guys. Look, we're winning this fight. I know it doesn't appear that way in the mainstream media, but if this last week hasn't shown you that our message has, in fact, resonated, wow, get your head out of the sand.
Yep, the hard work is continuing. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, thank you so much for joining us again on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Heck, we might get a request for you to come back in the next week or two just to recap what's going on to this point anyway.
I would be happy to do it, yes.
Sounds good. Hey, Mark, tell people when they can listen to your show, please.
Every single day, Central Time, 3 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and on Sundays from 7 to 10 p.m. And you've got me covered 6 days a week. I'm on air talking about this stuff.
Keep up the fight, yep. Brother. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mark Walters. Absolutely. There, Armed American Radio. He's right. We're winning.
Absolutely. It's got to get worse before it gets better, right?
Yeah.
Constitution Week begins on this weekend, and I think every American needs to have that, even if it's a pocket version of the Constitution. Reread that thing. We're going to talk to Nicole Middleman from the O'Fallon Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Tell others not to go to the God-forsaken country they call New Mexico.
Get more at 971talk.com.